interested in.
Bob Neil, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
23 minutes past eight. Who remembers the Betamax video? Or maybe you remember the battery-powered trike, the Sinclair C5. Our recent history is littered with stories of new technologies that soon become redundant after all the high hopes start to dip. It's always been thus. Well, today, there's a dramatic comeback for one of those ill-fated inventions. It's the Optagon. It was a primitive electronic keyboard. It came out in 1971, which is, believe it or not, 39 years ago, and it's making a comeback. You may be surprised. Our reporter Tom Bateman explains.
It was a new decade. Mungo Jerry were at number one, and a brand new type of musical organ was about to hit the scene.
This was really an attempt to kind of capitalise on the burgeoning home entertainment industry that was going on during the kind of early mid-70s.
Dave Spears is a man who knows all about vintage keyboards and music synthesisers. He makes his living restoring and recording them in his converted garage in Berkshire.
We are surrounded by synthesisers, keyboards, organs. How many have you got here?
Too many, according to my wife. Probably, 20, 30.
At one end of the room sits Dave's original 1970s Optagon. It was a groundbreaking piece of technology of its day. It would play out sounds and musical samples stored on celluloid discs, which you could buy separately.
So essentially, you've got these kind of flexi disc things that you should put in the right way up. Instead of it being kind of, you know, just a basic organ with an organ sound, as it were, they did a lot of discs that were stylistic. Based. So, for example, I'm just about to plug in the Here and Now disc, which we slot into this nice velveteen slot here. And then when we close the panel, the front panel, you'll hear it vaguely spark into life. He says, continually hitting the button. So that's obviously C major. And then you'd have a series of organ sounds across the keyboard. Which, again, were usually out of tune.
The instrument was developed by the toy maker Mattel and ultimately destined to lose the money. But it had one irresistible quality, those LP-sized discs containing a world of different sound.
Another one of my favourites, Polynesian Village. So that would be jungle noises. Enough to drive any neighbour to distraction. You can tell I'm a bit of an anorak at this. Singing rhythms.
The Optagon was based on a concept years ahead of its time, drawing on short loops of beats and melodies the digital world of music now calls sampling. But it was just too unreliable for professional touring artists back then. Now, though, in the safer world of the recording studio, it's enjoying somewhat of a revival. The Optagon's featured on several singles, and now an album inspired by it is being released by the Canadian group Crash Test Dummies.
There is a path by Lake Bredor. I never go there anymore.
Hi, my name's Brad Roberts, and I'm from Crash Test Dummies. The sounds on the Optagon, the discs that were created, have a peculiar quality. They almost have that kind of creepy sounding feeling that you get from old gramophone recordings. You know, it sounds like dead people.
Her sugar lips, her chin chin.
Didn't have to go around thinking up what things we wanted to sample and then work with those samples. They had laid it out right there for us. It's like, you want to play this genre? Here it is. So we could then plug in our own ideas and boom, tickety boom, as it were. Things got moving along right away.
And in the garage in Berkshire, proof of the Optagon's musical flexibility.
I did ask you if you could put together something that everyone will recognise with the Optagon. Have you managed to do that?
Yes, I couldn't resist.